I'm John Matarazzo for Charisma News, and joining me today is Troy Anderson, and we are going to be responding to what has just happened with former president and maybe future president Donald J. Trump. He was shot at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. He was, after several gunshots were heard, he grabbed his ear, his neck area, and went down. The Secret Service got him down, and they kept him up, or they kept him safe. And as he got up, you could see blood on his neck, ear area. And before he was whisked away by the Secret Service, he raised his fist and seemed to be shouting, let's go, or we're fighting, fighting, fighting. I couldn't hear what he said, but you could kind of read his lips and see the determination on his face. We pray for President Donald Trump. Troy, the reason that we are here today is to talk about this. You're an investigative journalist, and you have recently written a book for Charisma Media, Charisma Publishing, under Frontline, called The Trump Code. And there is a lot of very interesting things that we're going to talk about, but let's talk about the events of today right now. So Troy, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much, John, for bringing me on the show here.
So Troy, what are your impressions with this whole ordeal, this attempted assassination?
Well, I mean, this is the first assassination attempt on a president since Ronald Reagan. And so I believe God intervened and saved his life here. He was only shot in the ear, and the Secret Service did, you know, protect him after this. You know, I just read a report that the shooter has, you know, apparently been taken down, and somebody else was either seriously injured or killed at this rally. So I think, you know, we should be praying for our president, praying for our country, praying for these people who are injured, praying for the guy who committed this terrible act, and his family. And it's just it's shocking that this occurred today. I was stunned when I turned on the TV and saw this. And you know, but thank God that President Trump is okay.
Yeah. Whenever I looked through my Twitter feed, and literally every post is about President Trump. Every single post that I could see is whether it be a video of him giving his speech and then going down, or the video of him coming back up, you know, shouting or shaking his fist. But then also the famous photo of him with the American flag in the background, with his fist in the air, with the bloody ear. Really, it strikes a lot of emotion. You know, you mentioned Ronald Reagan. The last time that there was an assassination attempt on a president, whether a sitting president or a former president. I was just a child, or maybe not even born at that time. What feelings, what emotions were going through the nation at that point, and what are you feeling the inklings of right now?
Yeah, I was about 12 years old when the attempted assassination of President Reagan occurred, and it was equally shocking, you know, that something like this would happen, especially with a Republican president, and now with President Trump. I just remember, you know, how President Reagan responded to this. You know, he was very brave and very courageous. And just, I mean, President Trump just got shot in the ear on stage. And, you know, it's sort of funny. He's saying, like, you know, let's get my shoes and fight, fight, fight. He's holding up his fist. So, I mean, he's an incredibly brave and courageous man. He's fighting for our country. He's fighting to save this country. And so I think it's good that people are rallying around him now. I just saw that Elon Musk is putting his full support behind him. Many different, you know, faith leaders and political leaders are doing the same. And so, you know, we need to be praying for our country and praying for the future of America, because we're at a pivotal moment in history. And now we just witnessed an attempted assassination on President Trump.
Yeah. You know, Troy, the reason we're connecting with you is not just because of this book, but you're an investigative journalist, and you've been working on this book because there's some very interesting correlations to what's happening in our modern day world. Can you kind of give us an understanding of what the Trump Code is all about?
So this is actually my second book on President Trump. I wrote a book several years ago called Trumpocalypse. And just to give you a little background, I had done an interview with Billy Graham back in 2013 for a 7-part series of stories. And he said that when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, the king and the people repented. And he said he believed the same thing could happen again this time in America. And so I was so inspired by that that I called for a National Day of Repentance in the last chapter of Trumpocalypse. A friend of ours, Reverend Kevin Jessen, ran with it. He persuaded Rabbi Kahn to be the spokesman. And by just this huge miracle that had happened, it was called the Return National Global Day of Prayer and Repentance, September 2020, in the National Mall. 250,000 people showed up, 42 mm-hmm. million people watched this. And President Trump issued a proclamation for a day of prayer and return. And he's the first president to do so since Abraham Lincoln. And so then flash forward, we had that the Great North American Eclipse on April 8th. It went through all these towns called Nineveh. And so I wrote a story for Charisma, the Great North American Eclipse. Is this America's Nineveh moment? Is this our chance to turn back to God? And then just by providentially, you guys asked me to write this book, the Trump Code, right. Which explores a number of things. It sort of puts this 5,000-piece puzzle together. And one of the elements is that there's a guy named Ingersoll Lockwood, who was a lawyer and an author in the late 1800s, and he wrote a series of books called The Baron Trump Collection. And it's about this boy named Baron Trump, who lives in Trump Castle on Fifth Avenue in New York, where Trump Tower now stands today. And he goes on these adventures, and he's guided by the master of masters, Don, his uncle. And then he goes on these time traveling things. It's a kid's story. You know, this is the title of Alice in Wonderland. Some of these incredible books came out and that kind of thing. And then the last book is called The Last President. And so this populist president is elected. The anarchists and the socialists converge on Trump Castle, shouting death to the rich man. And it's called The Last President. And so there's been a number of articles that, you know, Charisma News has done, I think Politico, Newsweek, you know, mainstream, media outlets, you know, was this prophetic in nature? Did God somehow show him this Ingersoll Lockwood, over a century ago, what the future holds for our country? You know, how could this possibly happen? It seems like far more than just, mere coincidence. If you think about, George Orwell's 1984, Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. These all seem sort of prophetic in nature. So this book, there's much more to it, but this book explores all these things.
Yeah. So you're not just taking a commentary on a book that's more than 100 years old. You're also providing a new light to it. You're looking at some prophetic things that have come to light in recent days. What are some of the other angles that you've been able to pull together with this from an investigative journalist background?
Well, the other very interesting thing here is, Nikola Tesla is a very famous inventor in history. They call him the architect of our modern world. You know, many of the different technologies we have, especially our electric grid, were originally inventions of Tesla. And there's also purportedly that he had invented some kind of time travel stuff. Albert Einstein had delved into this. And there's actually many different scientists have looked into this. And supposedly the government has done experiments in this nature. And so he was died in 1943, as I recall, 3 years before Trump was born. And then after he died, he had all the had like 80 like big, huge baskets and cases of files and research and his amazing ideas. And so, just ironically, the FBI asked President Trump's uncle, who's an MIT professor, to look at all this stuff. So what's sort of the chance of that? And so he looked at all this stuff, and then there's a History Channel special on the missing files of Tesla. And I actually interviewed the author of the book that inspired that special. Mm. And to this day, there's many files that are missing. So there's speculation, that the government used some of this, incredible ideas from Tesla to develop all kinds of secret, top secret, technologies, weaponry, that kind of thing. And so the book also explores that. And so there's a number of different elements that we explore in this book. And we also explore all these different prophecies about President Trump. If you recall, there was the Ken Kallent prophecies that Trump would have two terms. And he said that, God had made him a trumpet. And then there was the Mark Taylor prophecies about President Trump. And then there was also the statement that incredible book that, God's Chaos Candidate by Lance Wallnau. And I think it was Time Magazine named him as, one of three evangelicals before the 2016 election that correctly predicted that Trump was going to be elected in that election, which was like a bombshell surprise for the world when he was elected. So the Trump Code sort of puts this big puzzle together. Look at all these different things and asking, did God show Ingersoll Lockwood the future? What has he showed all these different prophetic voices? What does the future hold? We're coming up on this election, and now we just had this attempted assassination on President Trump. So, we're living in a very pivotal, crucial moment in history. I encourage everybody to pray for our president and pray for our country.
What are some of the things that you're seeing as you've researched this book in relation to what's happening today? I mean, the fact that the third book in the Ingersoll Lockwood series is called The Last President is rather dramatic. If you're thinking that this is a prophetic, there's a prophetic bent to this. Help us understand a little bit about that. Obviously, we don't want to give away the whole concept of the book, but we still want people to go check that out, which it's available for pre-order on Amazon right now. But Troy, with what's happening today, what are some of the things that you are seeing some connections with?
Well, I mean, it's very curious that his last book was called The Last President. Now we're seeing all these things unfold, all these connections to President Trump and even his son, Barron Trump, is the main character in these novels. And so what does this mean, The Last President? If this was prophetic, does this mean that President Trump was the last duly elected president? If he's reelected in November, does this mean he would be the last president for our country? We don't know. Only God knows all these things. It's a very interesting question to ask. And, I spent last 15 years investigating, are we moving into these end time events that the Bible talks about? And my last book, Revelation 9/11, Pastor Paul Bailey and I, we laid out 50 different signs that Jesus and the prophets said would indicate we're moving into the end times. And now we're seeing, almost in the daily, in the headlines, all these things mm-hmm. unfolding. So is this really it? Or could we have a great turnaround? That's what I've been hoping and praying. That's why I wrote all these books, is that people would repent, would turn back to God, and we could see this great return, this great revival that millions of people have been praying for. So I think God's put the ball in our court. This is our Nineveh moment that Billy Graham foresaw. And, God's hoping and praying that we will turn away from our wicked ways and repent in humble repentance before him. And then we could see a great turnaround in our country and the world. And so I think we're at a crucial moment in history and we're all here, watching this happen.
Yeah. Troy Anderson, thank you so much for joining us here on Charisma. And if you're interested in the book, The Trump Code, that'll be coming out in September, it's available for pre-order on Amazon already. Troy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah. Thank you so much. God bless you.